we've been in a series entitled Strengthening Faith. We spent the first week, well, not the whole week, the first service, the first message, on the introduction, and then part two and part three it took to go through the first major point, which is the fact that we must hear from God. So we spent two messages on that point. And that brings us to the second major point in this series, and that is that we must obey what we know. Obeying what we know is application of what we know. Information without application comes to nothing. Information with application brings transformation. So we've got to apply what we know in the Lord. And I want to start by reading 1 Samuel 15, verses 1 through 3 this morning. This is part 4. We're looking into the second major point, that we must obey what we know. 1 Samuel 15, 1 through 3. Beginning to read. Samuel said to Saul, "I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites, and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. And we just pray that you would empower your word today, that you would watch over it to perform it in us. As we look at strengthening our faith, and today, the idea of obeying what we know, we pray, Lord, that this morning will be a crossroads for us in our faith. That, Lord, today the revelation that we receive will empower us to change and become more what you created us to be. I pray as I bring this message, Lord, that you put a watch on my mouth, that I would only speak the words you've ordained this morning. And Lord, all of it for your glory and your glory alone. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so our responsibility is not to totally understand everything, but to totally obey what we do understand. There are a lot of people that burden themselves down and wear themselves out because they don't understand everything. Can I give you a revelation? We are never going to understand everything because He is God and we are not. So we're only going to understand what He allows us to understand. And then we are responsible to act on what we do understand, to practice what we understand, if I can use that terminology. So, if you're having a faith problem, you're probably having an obedience problem as well. When our faith falters, we have a tendency to leave the path that God has laid out for us and start trying to make our own way. I could show you example after example after example of that in the Bible. But if you have read the Bible at all, you know that the statement I just made is true. So I'm not going to take the time to go to all of those places, but we are going to read on in Samuel chapter 15. We just read the first three verses. We're going to skip down to verse 10 and pick up there and read through verse 23. This is a very clear example of how important it is that we totally obey. Beginning to read in verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, "I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions." Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, "Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal." When Samuel reached him, Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions." But Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear? Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord our God, but we totally destroyed the rest." "Stop," Samuel said to Saul. "Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." "Tell me," Saul replied. Samuel said, "Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Make war on them until you have wiped them out.' Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?" "But I did obey the Lord," Saul said. I went on the mission the Lord had assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal." But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." That's hard stuff. I've preached this passage before, obviously. I've been pastoring for 24 years, so I've been on this passage before. It's been many years. But I remember a person came up to me after I preached this passage last time and said to me, "Well, yeah, Pastor Wayne, but remember, this is the Old Testament, and we are New Testament believers." That thinking was wrong. Our word that God has given us tells us plainly that our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. His attitude about these things has not changed between the Old Testament and the New Testament. What changed was the rules of the Old Covenant as opposed to the New Covenant. It used to be sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice to appease God, because there had to be shed blood. There had to be the shedding of blood for sin. And under the New Testament, there was one sacrifice, Jesus Christ. One. One for all time. One time, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was sacrificed. And there's the difference, and all the rules of all of that. But when we look at obedience to God, our God has not changed. We are supposed to obey God to the letter when He gives us instruction. That has not changed between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Our God is still the same God today as He was yesterday. Nothing has changed with that. He requires obedience. Now, Samuel was, I could just see him. He would, could you just see his face when Saul kept saying, "But I did obey the Lord. But I did obey the Lord." How many times have we done that when we have partly obeyed the Lord, like Saul did, because he did partly obey him, but he didn't go all the way. He was told to slaughter everything. Every man, every woman, every child, every animal. They were to annihilate that place, annihilate everything. And Saul, because he began to waver in his faith in God, as I said earlier, we have a tendency to do, when our faith falters, he started seeking after his own way. Well, no, I know, I'll do this, this will please God. We'll take some of the best of them and sacrifice them to God. Wrong. Wrong. And we're no different today. We disobey God and then we do something to try to appease Him. Try to think of something that He will like and maybe it'll appease Him. We're no different. Maybe different scenarios. Maybe a lot of difference in how everything transpires. But at the core of it, at the root of it, it's the same thing when we try to appease God instead of obeying Him, when He calls us to do something hard. Can I give you a major example? Today, there in most churches, there is a major, major lack of church discipline for people that are in leadership in the churches. There is a serious lack of discipline. Why? Because that is not pleasant to do. You know what? It's not pleasant to discipline someone. But God calls us to discipline people. To provide an avenue of restoration and to love people through that process. Yes. But we are called to discipline. It's the same way with our children. Today, many, many children are being raised with no discipline. They're running the household. It's wrong. It's wrong according to God's plan. We will never have a culture that is sustained when we have a lack of discipline in our culture. Undisciplined children grow up to be undisciplined adults, and thereby are not obedient people and know nothing about walking by faith. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
We discipline our children according to the Word of God because we love them. Loving discipline is not abuse. Dr. Spock can blow it out his ear. You understand what I'm saying? He's wrong. He was wrong, he is wrong, and always will be wrong. We need to get back to the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
What did God say? And be responsible for what we know. Like I said, having faith means we act on what we know because of the faith that we have. Maybe it's something that's that's really tough. Maybe it's something on the job and the boss calls us to do something that violates our convictions and our commitments as believers in Jesus Christ. And God says, tell them no. That's not easy to do. Why? Because you could be fired. But if God closes the door, will he not open a window?
Yes.
He calls for our obedience. And when one door closes, when we are obedient, God opens another one. But we need to be accountable for what we know. Well, so how about, O Saul? Stop, Samuel said to Saul in verse 16 of what we read. He said, although you were once small in your own eyes, you did not become the head of the tribes of Israel. The Lord anointed you the head of the tribes of Israel. The Lord anointed you king over Israel. And he sent you on a mission saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people. Destroy everything. He was supposed to kill the king too. You see, when God passed this kind of judgment on those people, what it meant was all of those people's hearts were so hard. See, God knows everybody's heart. He knows mine. He knows yours. He knows everybody's heart in the whole world. And the fact that he told him to annihilate, that he told Saul to annihilate the Amalekites completely, that tells me that every single one of those hearts was too hard to ever turn to God. And so they were going to be a detriment to the world. From then on, it was just going to get worse. So God said, annihilate him. And old Saul, he gets his brain in gear instead of his heart. He says, well, take the king back. Well, they weren't supposed to take the king back. They were supposed to kill him. They were supposed to end him. Because of the evil in the man's heart. Oh, I know. This will please God. Let's take some of those animals without spot or wrinkle and we'll sacrifice them to the Lord. He'll like that. That didn't go well. Didn't go well at all. Samuel said, Saul, what did I tell you that God spoke to me? Why did you bring these people back? So then, Samuel not only makes excuses for what he did, but then he starts blaming the others. Well, they took them back. They took the animals back. The blame game starts in. Everybody's got a tendency to want to play the blame game when we get caught in something, don't we? When we got our leg in the trap, don't we want to play the blame game? That's in every single one of us at some stage. You're always looking for somebody else to blame. Well, it must be their fault. We're living in a day where everybody's blaming everybody else for everything that they do. Part of the blame game today is blame the parents. Well, I'm screwed up because of my parents. And while maybe that part of that's true, that excuse don't work. There's some cases that maybe part of that's true. But that don't work. See, every one of us is going to be before a holy God when our life is required of us. And we will be standing there alone. Probably won't be standing, honestly. I don't think anybody will be standing before God. I think everyone will be on their knees because the Word of God says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So we know that because it says so in the Word of God. God's Word says it. We just sang it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. He says in verse 23, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, literally witchcraft. Rebellion is the equivalence of witchcraft. You look at rebellion and you see witchcraft in that. And we are living today, this is real important for us to understand. We are living in a day of rebellion against God. And there is, as a result of that, there is rebellion against authority of every kind. Now, that being said, we have some authorities in this country that need to be risen up against. They're godless animals. You understand what I'm saying? They need to be risen up against. But children rebel against parents in our culture. This is not living by faith. When children rebel against parents, it will not end well for the children if they continue in that rebellion. I can guarantee you that. Guaranteed. I've seen it over and over and over. So young people, do not rebel against your parents. Do not rebel against your godly parents. Because it will not end well for you. The Word of God makes it abundantly clear that disobedient children have a big problem. Be thankful this is not the old covenant now. Because just in case you didn't know what happened to rebellious children back then, they took them to the town square and they stoned them to death. That was what happened to children then. They took them to the town square and they stoned them to death. If that still happens today, our school systems would be a lot smaller. Am I telling the truth? And I'm not advocating we go back to that, but I am advocating discipline. Unfortunately, there are times where there are parents that were never disciplined, so the parents really need discipline, because you got people that never grew up raising children. I'm just telling the truth. That is not faith walk. A faith walk is faith in God and none other. What we're talking about in strengthening our faith is building up our faith in the God who knows all things, who does all things, who has done all things, who is proactive in our lives right now and proactive in our lives as we pass from this life to the next. The God of all eternity. Faith in Him. Not in what some man can do, some person can do, but faith in God. It says in verse 23, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king. Saul's heart wasn't right. See, this same Saul that when God became silent and wasn't speaking to him for a season of time because of his disobedience, he decided he'd make his own way, like I just said a little bit ago earlier in this message. He decided he'd make his own way, and he went to see the witch of Endor to call up Samuel because Samuel had died. So he didn't have Samuel to speak into his life anymore either. And God wasn't speaking to him. So he got desperate, decided to make his own way. Instead of repenting before the Lord, instead of going to him and getting on his knees before him and getting right with God, he decided he'd make his own way, and he'd go see the witch of Endor and entice her to call up Samuel. And Samuel's response was, "Saul, what are you doing?" How many times when we leave God's path because of our lack of faith and leave that path and start going our own way, how many times does God's Holy Spirit whisper in us, "Wayne, what are you doing?" Or whatever your name is, "What are you doing?" You see, God will still speak to us in that way. He was speaking through Samuel. What are you doing? The Holy Spirit will whisper in our hearts when we're starting down that wrong path, "What are you doing?" And we need to heed that. We need to repent. We need to get back on the path that God has for us. Because we know that God has a plan for us. Jeremiah 29 makes it abundantly clear. He said, "For I know the plans I have for you. Plans not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future." Well, that sounds pretty good to me. So I decided 40 years ago, I'm going with God. And I make mistakes along the way because I'm human and sometimes I'm stupid. But I'm doing the best I can with what I got. And every day I'm trying hard to obey that day what God has called me to do.
Yes.
Now don't take this message and put such a heavy weight on the doing that we forget about the being in Christ. Okay? Don't get yourself out of balance. It can happen. Always remember, we are human beings, not human doings. We are called to be in Christ. Follow after Him. Chase after Him with all our hearts. Exercise the faith that we have through obedience to what we know, guys.
Yes.
The clock just keeps on going. It's 5 till already, so I think maybe we're going to stop there and we'll pick up, Lord willing, next week. Where we left off in this series.